Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Welcome, everybody out there. I'm recovering from my 60th birthday party last night. We're going to have Rick Snyder on real soon. He should be calling in any minute. Roy's on his way here. Roy actually worked my event and was there till late, the late hours, breaking down his equipment. He was the DJ at my party last night, and he did a wonderful job. And I want to thank everybody that was there. I think everybody I invited showed up, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. And there must have been 60 or 70 people there. I hope that the place isn't listening that did it, because I think we said we were only going to have 50. But they'll know that by the consumption of alcohol that we ended up going through. Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Aaron, Emily, Davis, my family, and all of my good friends. I really appreciate you showing up. And I was up at one kind of watching NFL tape and shows and repeats. And I watch a lot of shows two or three times. And I also was watching SportsCenter and college football to see how the late games turned out. Some great football games yesterday. We got a call in. This is probably Ricky. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Rick. I really appreciate it. Got Rick Snyder on. Rick is currently with Washington Post Express, and he's a D.C. press box columnist. Was with The Examiner for years, and unfortunately The Examiner is no longer, like a lot of newspapers today. Ricky, I really appreciate you calling in, because this Redskin-Eagle game today, in my opinion, is a big game for both teams, because if the Redskins lose, I'm guessing their season's pretty well on its way to being over. And if the Eagles win, it sticks them right in the forefront of the NFC East. What are you thinking?
Well, I agree with that. I mean, somebody's got to start winning in the NFC East, and you're going to do it by increased divisional play games. And the Redskins have four divisional games left. So if they could win all those, yeah, they got a shot at getting back in it, because you're beating your opponent. It's a double victory that way.
Right.
If they lose, it's a knockout punch the other way. And, you know, I don't get the same feel off of this team at 3-6 like last year, because last year they really believed in Griffin. He was the new wow factor. And it's not that they don't believe in him now, but that shiny new thing, you know, new car smell is gone. And even with Griffin, I feel that he settled in from a gee-whiz rookie to a professional, and there's not quite the emotion there. And everybody takes their cues off of this kid. So I just don't quite see, you know, the sense of it. But you know what? They win this week, then maybe they start thinking, hey, let's do it again. But, you know, trying to say which wins seven in a row again, you know, like it just happens all the time. You know, last year was a miracle. So I think the Redskins can win this game. I just don't think they'll make the playoffs.
Yeah, there's some really good games on the calendar today. Up and down, and of course I've already made my plays, and everybody for the rest of the show will be subject to me basically telling who I think is going to win and lose, and taking calls and talking to beat reporters. Rick, I follow you on Twitter. What's your handle on Twitter?
Snide_remarks.
That's right.
That's SNI.
Now tell everybody else what you do in Washington too, and how they can get a hold of you when they're in town.
Well, I'm also a licensed tour guide. You know, when you turn 50 in the newspaper world, especially in this newspaper world, you got to have something else to do. And I just had two daughters get married, so I'm broke. So if you're coming to D.C., if you're coming to D.C. and you want to be led around astray, you know, I do tour guide business. You can go to monumentalthoughts.com and see my website. And I take people all around the city and show them the stuff that they should know, or even locals go with me. You know, you live here all your life, take these things for granted, and they learn all these things too. So, yeah, I have a lot. I mean, probably 90% of my business is out-of-towners. Probably maybe 20% of my business is internationals. You know, so you get a whole sense of what it's like to come to Washington. And I tell people, we have a negative notion on this town because you watch the 6 o'clock news and they say, today in Washington something bad happened.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing that. But they don't realize it's really just a city of people and great monuments, and it's all these crazy people they send us into Congress. None of them are ours.
Exactly. Exactly. Then nobody in the city of Washington is even represented in Congress, correct?
But that's right, because Washington is a territory. And they can vote for the president, but they do not have a congressman or senator who is a voting member. So 435 congressmen, 100 senators, none of them, you know, represent D.C. So we often say, these are your crazy people. Don't be blaming us for them. We just host the place.
No, absolutely. Listen, let's talk a little bit about the Redskins. Even though our show goes out of New York and Connecticut and New Jersey, we talk a little bit about the Washington teams, a little bit more about, obviously, the Giants and the Jets. But, you know, I try to stay away from Washington because being from Northern Virginia, you know, I've been a Redskin fan since Norm Snead was drafted in the first round out of Wake Forest back in 1960, I want to say, or 61. The thing about the Redskins this year is, And this is just my take on it. You tell me how you feel, because I think a lot of people are starting to see this. Robert Griffin is not Robert Griffin from last year. I mean, in my opinion, he's at the very most, he's probably 70-80% of the guy we saw last year, just because he probably is still a little injured. He's a little gimpy. You know, it's a different team, like you said. Do you think that he's going to continue? He has looked, until last game at least, like he's improving every game. It was almost like he went through his preseason in the first three games of the season, unfortunately for the Redskins. But fortunately for them, they're in the NFC least, which 7-9 record may get you into the playoffs. Do you think that this is the problem, that he's really just not the same guy he was? Because a lot of their players are the same people.
Well, yeah, I mean, but just everybody's a year older, too. You know, there's Santana Moss just isn't the same player anymore. He's gotten older. So is London Fletcher. So that's part of the problem. But I agree with you that he really needed a month to kind of get his legs back under him. And then he needed a month to really get his mental game really back to him. And losing the offseason hurt so much because last year people didn't know what to expect from Robert. Well, now they have a year of film. They spent the whole offseason getting ready for him. But he didn't mentally get ready for them because he was rehabbing and such.
Correct.
So he's not coming to the line as effectively to counter as he could last year. He doesn't have the zone read option runs as much as last year to counter them when they would do things. He was great last year at countering blitzes, but he doesn't quite have the same tools. I think the last 2-3 weeks he's looked so much better. I mean, last week he had 3 touchdowns in the first half. That was more than all year. I think he's back to almost being RG3. I don't know if he'll be there quite at 100%. I agree with you. It might be like 80% or so. But I think he's getting definitely better. And that's the real optimistic part of it. You know, it just was going to take a while. It was a miracle he made opening day to begin with. And you just had to figure it was going to be growing pains. And that's what's happened.
Yeah, no, I hear you. We're talking to Rick Snyder. He's a Washington Post Express, and he's a D.C. Sports columnist and one of the best, in my opinion. I read a tweet earlier today, and you're kind of like me. We're big fans of football at any level. David Cutcliffe, Duke University, has done a phenomenal job with that program. I was lucky. Ron Middleton's an old friend of mine. You know Ron. Ron now is with Jacksonville Jaguars. God bless him. But he spent 5 years with David Cutcliffe at Ole Miss when Eli was there, and he also spent the last four, I guess since David got to Duke, he was there until this year. He went back into the pros. David Cutcliffe, if you watched them yesterday, he was running zone read. That's what they were doing, and they absolutely just destroyed Miami with their offense. Do you think Cut could be an NFL coach, or do you just think that he's never going to want to do something like that?
I'm not sure he's going to want to come over. I mean, it's such a different level, the college and pros, because the players are different. You know, the mismatches you can create in college just don't happen in the pros because of the speed of the game.
Right.
Everybody, you know, that's so true on, like, quarterbacks especially.
Right.
Heath Shuler could not transcend that to fail at the pros.
Right.
Because he could rely on his athleticism, and it didn't have enough in the pros. And coaches, too. I mean, some of the things like Spurrier, when he came to the pros, what he was really good at college, which makes him special, was neutralized in the pros. And that was recruiting and dealing with alumni and all these kind of things that don't matter to Italy and the pros. It wasn't the coaching that makes him great at South Carolina and Florida. So, you know, that's something I worry about for any coach. I mean, Chip Kelly, we'll see what's happening here. It's kind of been an up-and-down year for him so far. He's had some great offensive days and some really bad ones. So it's not like he came in here and figured it out all of a sudden.
Ricky, I got one last question to ask you, and then we've got a split. And I really appreciate you coming on, talking to Rick Snyder. Who's going to win this Redskin-Eagle game in your mind?
I took the Redskins 27-24. It's a gut feeling. I think they're a little ticked at what happened the first game, and they're a much better team today, and they're ready for the Eagles. They were the first ones against this offense, didn't know what would happen. So I think the Redskins have a good shot at winning today.
Rick, thanks so much for coming on the show. Rick Snyder, everybody. We'll be back in a minute. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. News Talk 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
That was fun. I love Rick Snyder. Rick Snyder, there are certain people that I've become fond of via Twitter. Now, people give me a hard time sometimes that, man, you're on Twitter. I've got over 40,000 tweets. So what? You know, I've been doing it almost 2 years, so I'm going to have 40,000 tweets. But the greatest thing about Twitter, in my opinion, is you get the information when it's out there. As long as, and I would say, out of all the good information, there's 99.999% of it. Every once in a while, somebody dies that's not dead yet. Well, and that's because people jump out there and they want to be first. You got to be careful with that. But it's still better. And there's an event that's the 50-year anniversary of JFK's death, and you see all of these things on National Geographic Channel, you know, public television, TBS, everything, and there's all these shows about the Kennedy assassination. Just to kind of touch base with that, enjoy all of these shows, go on all of these shows. Killing Kennedy was on the other night. It'll probably be on another two or three times with Rob Lowe playing John Kennedy and a host of other people who I have no idea who they are. They didn't waste any money with people who, you know, any of us would know playing the parts, except Rob Lowe. But I got to tell you, after watching that, you know, they got some of the stuff right. Most of the stuff is wrong. And you go, well, Bruce, how do you know that? Well, I know that because when John Kennedy died when I was 10 years old, I lost my father that year too. And everything was pretty much magnified to me. And I was 2 years ahead of myself in school. I went to college when I was 16. But there were people even back then that knew that this was a conspiracy. I mean, it was, and one of the reasons that the people who committed the murder and got away with it, the conspiracy to commit murder of a president of the United States, you know, arguably the most powerful man in the world at the time, is because you know, the news didn't get out. And also back then, the news media were kind of part of the team. Now, it doesn't matter if the president's a Republican or a Democrat. The media is all over him every minute of every day. I mean, you could be the perfect president, a great president, and if you screw up one time on one issue, they're going to be all over you, like white on rice. And I got to tell you, nowadays, that assassination would have never happened. First of all, everybody would have had phones, and they would have all been taking pictures. Everybody would have seen where the shot came from, the smoke. Probably would have even caught the blast from the picket fence on the grassy knoll, where the kill shot came from Badge Man, a guy wearing a Dallas police uniform. Now, who that guy is, it could be any number of guys. It could have been Charles Harrelson, Woody Harrelson's father. He was one of the three tramps that they paraded back, arrested, took downtown, and let go. They were on the boxcars in the railroad yard. Charles Harrelson, by the way, died in prison at the age of about 80. He murdered a federal judge. He murdered a lot of people. He killed a lot of people. He did a lot of bad things. And it doesn't, that's no bad thing for Woody. Woody Harrelson actually stuck by his dad because, you know, he had plenty of money. He could hire attorneys and did all that stuff. But Charles Harrelson is one out of thousands that were involved in the assassination. And anytime you don't know what happened 50 years later, there were some people involved that were so high up on the totem pole, they were the ones that could cover it up. And, you know, I don't want to hear, if you ever pick up a book, and I'm just being honest, Matt, you know I'm very passionate about this, but if you pick up a book and the book starts with talking about Lee Harvey Oswald pulling a trigger, you just throw the book away because it's worthless. It's basically written by the group that for some reason still feels like they have to cover the assassination up. Look, most everybody's dead. When Lyndon Johnson died, you know, I'm just surprised that more people that know about it. I can tell you one guy that knows, a guy named Billy Saul Estes, and I don't even know if he's still alive, but from what I understand, when he was in prison, he was telling everybody what happened. You know, people were murdered left and right. It was weird. But anyway, watch all this stuff, take it all in, and understand that nobody learns the truth about this. You have to read about it. You have to go to bibliographies. You have to find all the books. And you literally one day will be able to piece together what happened. Now, we've got a lot of problems. Obviously, God puts your eyes in the front of your head if you believe in God. And you have to look forward, right, Matt? You don't look behind you. So you have to go forward no matter what. No matter, and you know, we have pressing issues in our country right now that we need to take care of. And nobody's going to bring John Kennedy back, but we can't allow something like that to ever happen again in this country.
Never, you know, say never. You've obviously not seen
it. Doesn't matter. Listen, it's my radio show. I'll say what the hell I want to say. But here's the deal.
One day it could
happen. Read. Just read. Read, read, read. Use your education. If somebody was nice enough to teach you how to read when you were 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 27 or 37, read the books. Read the books. Because that's the way you're going to get it. Literally, in our society today, everybody in Virginia, we talked about that last week, everybody teaches to the standard of learning test. You know, nobody learns anything anymore. They're all practicing for the SOLs. So their school will get their money or something. I don't know what the hell, how that works. It doesn't matter. If you teach history, English, mathematics, physics, calculus, you know, whatever, physical education, health, you need to teach your subject, and you need to teach it the best you can, and you need to update people and do the best you can, and don't worry about a standard of learning test because they're all horse crap. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm going to tell it like it is. Jesus, I love that show.
I've been waiting for this.
You know, I used to watch that show every week, and I just don't have time. There's something else on that night that has me watching.
Thursday night?
Well, yeah, that's probably
Thursday night football.
Well, yeah, there's Thursday night football, and that screws me up. But you know, the nice thing about Thursday night football is I can put Thursday night football on, you know, I have Fios, so I can tape it. And then I can watch all my TV, and then I don't want to know who's winning or losing. And I watch it minus what? The commercials. I'll just fast forward through all the commercials and see the game quick.
Here's the matter thing fact, about I Law and even... Order, though. You can turn on any station.
Jeez, that gave me chills.
Any time during the day, and there's some form of Law and Order. So do you really feel the need to watch it when it airs?
You know what I used to watch a lot of, even when I was working during the day, is I'd watch these, you know, like murder mysteries. No real life ones. They're on all the
Dateline, How to Kill Your Wife.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
My wife watches that a lot.
Well, I'm not going to. Yeah, well,
every Friday night, she's like, oh, it's my story.
I'm not worried about my wife. I'm not saying there's not people out there who wouldn't want me going.
Cops will never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really? That's really nice to know.
I'll
take out the trash, dear, I swear.
Anyway, you know what? I'm getting worried now because Roy was on his way. He was going to be on time, and he's not here. So
no, he said he was running behind.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, I can tell you right now, he didn't drink last night because he was working. Because he was working my 60th birthday party. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And, you know, I was talking to some guys, Steve Gennetti, who's the big sales guy up at WFAS, and he was, we're going to go up there definitely for Super Bowl this year. I'm probably going to be up there a week or two. And we're probably going to do two shows in Westchester at WFAS Studios up there. I'm going to probably have a bunch of people I'm interviewing up there. It's just going to be, because I used to work every Super Bowl. I mean, I probably did 13, 14 straight Super Bowls where I took anywhere from 50 to 450 people. And I don't do that anymore because I don't have enough energy, first of all.
But people can still get a hold of you if they want
Yeah,
right?
You can go to 1-800.
This is your show. You can advertise your services.
Yeah, that's right. You can call 1-800-466-4748 anytime. Because if you call at night, I got the ringer turned down.
You don't do it during your darn show.
I know, not always. I
do not believe that at all.
What did you think about, did you see that thing about, I'm looking at, Matt's wearing a Batman T-shirt because he loves
it. San Francisco Batkid.
Matt's like Matt's 30 something, and he's infatuated still with Batman. But there was a Batkid. There was Batkid
yes.
in San Francisco. Did you follow that?
Absolutely.
Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, it's a very sad story.
Tell everybody about Batkid, because in San Francisco, every sports writer. And a lot of people from around the country, especially in California, came up for that. Yeah. It was almost like a grand opening of a movie. It's premiere.
It was sponsored by the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The entire city of San Francisco got behind it. There were billboards. The San Francisco Giants Jumbotron even had something about
it. Yeah, they did it at AT&T Park, I think.
Yeah, and definitely check it out online. Just all you have to do is Google Batkid, and there's 10 million pictures of the entire city just
how
coming
old,
out.
Now, how old was the kid?
Looks
like he was 7 or 8, maybe.
Yeah. Even the president put out a Vine that said, congratulations, Batkid, you saved the city. And, it's one of those stories that you're just like, you hear so much bad stuff every day.
Right.
It was one of those stories I think that everybody's just yearning for something good in this world. It's like they're tired of hearing about government shutdowns and Obamacare. They just want to have a good story, and that's finally one of those stories that came out.
Well, I'm just glad that you picked up on it, because I know Mikey, your little boy, probably loves Batman, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, see, now he loves him because you love him now, but wait till he's 17, he'll hate Batman.
Well, his middle name
Dad,
is
Dad, will you get that Batman mask off, please? I mean, this is getting a little ridiculous, Dad.
I think he'll always love Batman because he'll always have to say, yes, my middle name is Bruce, named after Batman.
Well, see, that's my
that's
name.
Something, that's a pickup girl, and a girl pickup line that he'll be able to use.
I'm Bruce Wayne.
At all the comic conventions.
You know, that show, as corny as it was a cool show.
See, I'm a different generation. I'm the Batman. Yeah, you're the generation.
Well, you're almost
the best Batman ever.
Well, they didn't have that sort of thing. It was like Superman. I was a big George Reeves fan because Superman looked like my father. You can look at pictures of my father. Their faces are very similar, and I always thought my dad was kind of like Superman. You know, and I used to watch Superman every day. It was on every single day. Mm-hmm. Monday through Friday.
It was on every day when I was a kid, too.
Saturdays, we watched great shows like Roy Rogers, the Roy Rogers Show. Mm-hmm. We watched Westerns, like little 1.5, 2-hour Westerns or Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. They were big time. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're gonna have a couple of people on probably later. I haven't decided who I'm letting on yet.
But, with sports.
Hey, we just had Rick Snyder. Hey, Rick picked the Redskins. And by the way, people, the Philadelphia Eagles have not won at home all year. They're a lot of teams are really good at home. They really suck at home. And everybody wants to know, well, why can't the Eagles win at home? Have you ever played in front of Philadelphia fans? No one makes you feel more uncomfortable than the fans of Philadelphia, whether you're the opposing team or their team. I'm just saying. But he picked the Redskins to win, and they're getting 4 points. And guess what that means? I'm taking the expert's advice. I'm going to play the Redskins for 4 stars plus 4 points. And I'm taking the over as a hedge for 5 stars because I love the over in that game. And by the way, we're supposed to get tornadoes in the Midwest. It's not going to make it east until tomorrow.
All
right. If I got a set, are we ready to rock and roll?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back in a minute on my show. Just after my 60th birthday, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back and we're off. Putting out a blue and gold alert. Roy, where are you? Give us a call.
Yeah, he's
coming.
You know, Roy doesn't have a very good. When he comes from different locations, he gets lost. He's like an old man, only he's not that old.
He hasn't figured out that Google Maps thing.
It's really a lot of fun when you don't really know where your co-host is, because not everybody, you know, it's very boring when the same guys are always on at the same time on every show. With us, it's always a daggone. I mean, it's an adventure. You
know? We'll talk about
Where's Roy?
Talk about president deaths and Batman.
Yeah, Batman. I mean, you know, there were some really good games yesterday in the NCAA. Late last night, Alabama struggled a little bit with Mississippi State, and that was the last game I saw on television before I went to sleep. And Florida State just crushed yesterday. They won 59-3. I wouldn't be surprised. And, of course, all this information is coming out about their starting quarterback about, you know, a sexual assault like a few months ago. And now all of a sudden it's, you know, they can't hide it anymore for some reason. There's just so much drama, you know.
They should just close every school in Florida just because.
Because it's Florida.
Yeah, because you have all those women run around, you know, year-round, no clothes on.
Not much. Not a lot. Well, you know, first of all, Tallahassee, Florida is kind of like dying and going to heaven if you're a teenage guy. Well, forget that if you're a 30-year-old guy.
I went to school in Orlando, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, Orlando's pretty cool, but I have kids that play baseball for me every year that go to Tallahassee Community College. And a lot of those kids, they'd love to go to Florida State, and some of them do go to Florida State. Some of them go to North Florida. Some of them go to Florida Gulf Coast. Some of them go to
UCF.
Tampa. Yeah, UCF. I mean, there's so many really good schools in Florida. And the one thing they all have in common is they have a lot of good-looking girls.
You have to say, they have so many schools in Florida. People don't go to fine school in Florida for their academics.
No, they don't, but they go there for sports. And they go there for baseball and football.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball and football, probably, in the state of Florida, it doesn't get really much better than that. And that's why the University of Florida, Florida State, University of Miami, always have very, very good football teams. South Florida, not so much. North Florida's just...
Only to, like, Hawaii. That's the only place you'd want to go to.
You couldn't pay me to go play in Hawaii. I wouldn't want to be out there with the possibility of a typhoon coming up. And by the way, check out, give to the Red Cross. Actually, what you ought to do is even do better than that. Find out all the charities that are taking money for the typhoon victims in Indonesia. And find out who gives them the most money out of the money you get.
And give it to them.
That would probably be the Red Cross.
Yes.
And are you sure? Okay. Well, Matt knows these things. Matt's a liberal, and he likes stuff like that. But I got to tell you, give money because they need water, and it doesn't matter what they do. They just got to keep giving them water, giving them food, you know, medicine they need. They need everything. From what I understand, I guess a lot of our military have already been deployed and they're over there. We took a couple of ships and. You know, they're probably just sitting out not far from where evidently the direction that this typhoon, which is just like it's all a typhoon is a hurricane that's in the other western hemisphere.
Yeah.
And it spins the opposite way. A hurricane here spins right to left. Over there, it spins left to right. Well, I'm sorry.
Counterclockwise. They're clockwise.
Also, now, you know what's really weird? In the northern hemisphere, when you flush a toilet, the water spins counterclockwise.
Think it's related, though.
No.
It's not the Coriolis effect.
It's related to something, Matt. We're just trying to get too smart for our britches here.
The interesting thing about this storm is that it actually did go beyond our scientific measurement system for storms
to over 200 miles an hour.
And so it's basically a category question mark.
Category 5.5, probably. It was bad. Yeah. And they're not going to know how many people died. And probably the toll is going to continue to go up with, you know, people having problems getting enough food and water and people having enough problems with, you know, infection. Mm-hmm. You know, because basically, so many people are hurt.
The place has been, it's like being put into a blender and then walking around in the contents of a blender for now. It's gone on about a week and a half.
Well, the biggest problem is it's not like they had homes that were built sturdy. They lived in basically shacks and tents, like a lot of people do.
There's
in the
no
world.
Building code there.
There's no building code. There's no people to ask what is the building code. Alabama is still ranked number one until tomorrow. Probably a good chance Alabama will still be number one, but they only beat Mississippi State 20-7. Florida State beats Syracuse. My condolences to the Syracuse Orange alum in New York and in Westchester. They get crushed by Florida State, and we knew that was going to happen. Why? Well, this kid is in trouble. They don't know how long they're going to have him. And it was, I want to say it was 28-0 at the end of one quarter. Easily they covered the 30-plus line. Ohio State. Illinois scored 35 points against Ohio State yesterday, but Ohio State scored 60. That was, you know, the Buckeyes in the second. In the second half, well, the Buckeyes led 28-0, and then Illinois made it kind of. I would think that what happened was they probably took some guys out and added some guys, but Urban Meyer's not going to hold a score down. Stanford got beat. They lose to the USC Trojans 20-17. So Stanford all of a sudden has two losses, and they're definitely out of the equation for the national championship. Baylor. Beats Texas Tech in Arlington, Texas, 63-34. They cover, make me look like I'm the smartest guy in the world yesterday. I lost one game yesterday, and it's my fault. I took Miami against one of my favorite teams, the Duke Blue Devils, and the Duke crushed them. Duke is with David Cutcliffe as their head coach in Durham, North Carolina, is absolutely looking like there's no way on God's green earth, in my opinion, that Cut's probably going to leave college football, and they're probably going to pay him so much money in Durham at Duke that he won't leave, a lot like Mike Krzyzewski with the basketball team, Coach K. But I got to tell you something. I would love, if they fire Shanahan this year in Washington, which it's probably like a flip of the coin kind of deal right now. If they fire, don't give me those rolling eyes. You're not a football expert yet.
I'm a Redskins expert.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, he's been here 4 years, okay?
I like
he
to say
has
you're crazy.
As bad of a record after 4 years as a Redskin coach than guys that coached during the 50s when they really sucked.
I like to say that you're crazy, but
I'm the one
I
that said
you.
They should give him two. I'm the one that says they should give him two more years. But if they do fire Mike Shanahan, bring David Cutcliffe in. Everybody would love to be a coach for David Cutcliffe. David Cutcliffe would have a staff immediately. He is the, in my opinion, the best X's and O's offensive coordinator in the country in college football. No question about it. I mean, he coached Peyton and Eli. You know, he's coaching guys at Duke that are coming out of Duke and starting in the NFL. Kid with Cleveland.
When does that happen?
That happened this year, if you knew anything about it.
When has that happened before?
Yeah, it doesn't happen. Well, he's only been there like 5 years. Right. So, I mean, it's a lot of fun. And hopefully cut. But he did a good job. They beat Miami. Miami is off the radar now. They're done. Oregon, they come back. They beat Utah. Utah's not so hot this year. But Oregon, at least, they win 44-21 last night. The Auburn Tigers. They're actually War Eagles, if you're from down there. Auburn beats Georgia, like, pretty much on the last play of the game. A 73-yard touchdown pass with 25 seconds left. Unbelievable. They, you know, Georgia thought they had the ball game won. They lose Georgia again. And Auburn wins. Now that sets up that Auburn-Alabama matchup is going to be a big, big game because Auburn's 10-1. They're going to probably jump over Stanford for sure. You know, they're going to move up to number six or five after that. Clemson wins again. They beat a good Georgia Tech team, 55-31. Taj Boyd threw for four touchdowns, 340 yards, only played three quarters, and they covered. Thank you very much, Clemson. Missouri had a bye. They didn't play this week. They're still 9-1. South Carolina has a tough game with big rival Florida. They win. And I knew a lot of people that went to this game. They win 19-14. Next Saturday, they play Coastal Carolina. Why even play Coastal Carolina, okay? If it was a baseball game, I would say it's going to be a pretty good game. Unfortunately, I would say South Carolina against Coastal will be a 43-point favorite. Texas A&M, Johnny Manziel, they no play. Oklahoma State beats Texas, who was actually ranked 24th. They beat Texas 38-13. My favorite coach in the world, Mike Gundy. I'm a man. I'm 40. That guy, he did a great job. And I heard him interviewed this week, and he did such a good job during his interview. I taped it. And I might even play it later on. Not today, but later on. UCLA, number 13, Fresno State. They beat Washington. Fresno State had a bye. Northern Illinois played earlier in the week. They did a great job. For the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect homeownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
The blue and gold alert has been lifted. Roy is in the house today.
We were getting ready for, what do they call that alert with that amber? We were getting ready to do an amber alert.
We don't want to
Roy.
Say that.
Roy's here. No,
it's a blue and gold alert.
You know, I knew he took Haley home, and I knew he had stuff to do with the dogs when he got home, and
he had to let them out.
He's got his son that he had to take care of, and I knew. See, because what he basically did was he went by us, went to Baltimore, Towson. Aren't you in Towson now?
No, I'm in the city.
Oh, you're in the city?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. What intersection in the city are you near?
Bel Air and...
Oh, you're up near Bel Air Road?
Yeah, I'm off
Bel
Air.
Oh, right my God. So you're north.
Bel Air and I want to say it's northern.
Well, you're further north than Towson. Basically.
No, I'm south.
Why don't you give the listeners your address so we can all...
Oh, yeah, I live
we'll just
at...
Map it.
So are you inside... Roy, are you inside the Beltway?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm off of Moravia Road, if you know
well,
where
listen,
that is.
Well, listen, if you're in Baltimore, I lived on the 2900 block of North Calvert Street,
okay,
which is like three blocks from Johns Hopkins University,
yeah,
4 blocks from 33rd Street, which was about a half a mile from Memorial Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Where I mean, I could literally walk to Memorial Stadium and see football and baseball when I lived there in 78, 79. Then we moved into Roland Park, into some apartments. Wonderful, nice young lady that I used to spend a lot of time with. We had an apartment there. And then when we broke up, I went to Greenville, North Carolina for a few years. When I left, I just left. You know what I mean? People ask me, because you remember at the party last night, I had a lot of pictures on the tables. And everybody's looking at pictures from the time I was 6 months old till, unfortunately, today. And because I'm not nearly as cute as I was when I was 6 months old. I was a fat little baby, and we had a great time. But you have to be real careful when you go through all those pictures when you're trying to find pictures that you want people to see. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, okay, good.
I guess
Roy's set up. And Roy,
the,
did,
the
by
microphones.
The way, Roy did a great job. He was my disc jockey last night, mm-hmm, and did a wonderful job. And the neat thing about that party,
we partied, man.
Yeah. Well, the neat thing about that party was.
Was it a rage?
I had about 60, 70 people, and the room was good size,
yeah,
and the bar was outside, mm-hmm, on the patio that was covered, which was nice. And you know what? It was warm. It wasn't cold last night, mm-hmm, so it was like 60 out there, probably more like 80, 85 inside. But, you know, I introduced everybody to everybody, and you know what? I could have left. We talked about that.
That's
I could have left for an hour, and everybody was having a great time because they were all my friends. So if they're my friends, they're pretty different anyway. You know what I mean? They're people. So they were having a good time. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to our show. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I got Roy Edwards here. Matt's over here hitting the equipment, making noise, doing some kind of...
I'm just breaking my toe on the... yeah,
whatever
the
you're
here.
Doing. What we're going to do right now is we're going to go over some NFL game. We're going to go over some NFL games now. Let's go to scoresandodds.com if you're in New York or New Jersey or Northern Virginia or Baltimore and you want to follow us. We're going to start at the top with a game that I think is a big game. It's not a big game if you're an Atlanta fan because they're not going anywhere anyway. And I broke down all of the numbers early this morning, Roy, when I got up at like 5:30. I got to bed at 1:30. I woke up. One of the dogs hit
still
me.
Dancing. Went to sleep still dancing.
I was still dancing.
Woke up just like Weekend at Bernie's, waking up.
Yeah.
Is that how it was?
I was tired. I don't drink, so what was really hard was it was hard going to bed, but once I hit the sack, I was out.
Yeah.
Atlanta Falcons are playing the Bucs. Now, we hate Shiano.
We do hate Shiano.
We hate Shiano, but I don't hate him as much as I used to. You know why? He showed me a side of him this week at his presser, and he showed me a side of his team this week because they interviewed a lot of his guys because evidently he's going to make it through the year now. I mean, he's not going to get fired.
Well,
these kids have rallied around Shiano. They really do like the guy. Most of them, I'm just telling you, at least the ones they interviewed, but they're better than Atlanta right now. And they're at home and they're only giving up 1 point. I love this game.
I'll play this game
against you right now for anything you want to bet.
I'll take Atlanta.
Okay, you'll take Atlanta? Yeah, but we got to have a wager on this.
Serious wager. All right, we'll do...
we got to do a serious wager. Got to be really serious. You'll work... here's the deal. I'll come on one of your shows and do the whole show with you, 3 hours.
Well, that's serious.
Is that cool? That is pretty serious.
And
if you lose, you've got a DJ for me one more time. Only this time I'm not going to pay you. You don't want to do that? Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be a good party. We're going to play it even, too. It's going to be an even game. Because it won't end. If it ends in a tie, then we'll know.
Let's do like food. I like food. We'll do a food one.
All right, you want to do... Let's do maximum $100 bill.
Okay.
And wherever you want to go.
Okay.
I'll even come to Baltimore and take you to dinner.
Okay.
Okay, is that fair enough?
Yeah, that's fair.
And then you've got to take me to dinner in D.C. or Northern Virginia. That's fair enough. I'm taking Tampa Bay today, and I'm going to tell you why I like him.
I'm taking him
because of this kid from Westfield. First of all, Gary McInturf and his lovely wife, Tracy. Gary and I, we played basketball together when we were 13, 14. We went to the same junior high school, and he's 2 years behind me. I played against him in high school, and we played golf together, and he was my partner on my baseball team when I got started 4 years ago. And we go back a long way. But since their son, Cole, and their daughter played at Westfield, I'm going with Tampa Bay because
Mike Glennon's
a Westfield quarterback.
Look, I love Mike Glennon.
Hey, you know what? Have you seen his numbers? They're like almost 90.
I have said multiple times that teams that were stuck in contract disputes with their quarterback of the future, who wasn't really their quarterback of the future, i.e. the Baltimore Ravens.
Right, right.
Should have entered this past draft because there were tons of great quarterbacks
that was,
coming
out. That was a year ago. Because he was like, is he a rookie?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a rookie from NC State, and he went in the second round, right?
He went late.
But he was only the third quarterback.
Because E.J. Manuel
Gino went first.
E.J. Manuel went,
Gino,
and then Geno Smith,
then
and then Glennon went. And I want to say Glennon went like the fourth round.
Well, Glennon's having his – did you see E.J. Manuel last week? He looked like RG3 in his first game. He looked horrible. You know why? He's not ready to come back, probably.
A lot of people have overlooked him because he plays for Tampa Bay. I mean, he's a very good quarterback. I really like the kid. But with that being said, Tampa Bay, as much as they've rallied around the coach, they've still only won one game.
Well, you know what? I'm taking them for 4 stars today. I'm taking them. And by the way, that makes sense. Tampa, you know, they lost to Atlanta last game, but if you look at the numbers from the last game, Tampa Bay had the ball 38 minutes of that game. Atlanta had it 22 minutes. Atlanta scored on two very long plays, and they literally didn't control the ball that well. And Atlanta cannot stop the run. I actually picked up, dropped, and according to Matt's, what's the guy's name I picked up from Tampa Bay?
The backup.
You can't do that to me. That was over an hour ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on daytime but anyway, I picked up their number three running back to start him today. He's a big white kid.
Doug Martin's out, right?
Yeah, well, Doug Martin's out, and so is their backup.
So he got hurt. Add running back Michael Hill. I'm guessing it was not.
No. Right. I can tell you because I'm going to pull out
Mike
my
James.
No, Mike hurt. James hurt
injured.
His ankle.
Yeah, he's injured. Last
it's
week.
The other guy. It's hold on. Don't anybody go anywhere.
Sorry,
I got
I
it right.
Quilled today, so I'm.
See,
I can't
Matt,
be expected to remember
you know he's
anything.
On my team. You'd think I'd know who he is. His name is. Leonard.
Bazinga.
His name is Brian Bazinga. No, it's Brian Leonard.
Okay.
And Brian Leonard is is supposed to get how many points? 13 or 14 points today.
Yeah, well.
You know who I had starting? I had like the guy that got 140 rushing yards from New Orleans Saints last week.
Peter
who
Thomas?
Probably won't. No, nope. Not, you're not paying attention to what's going on Sunday,
well, I don't know
are
your
you?
Team. But it's the dude from Alabama. Ingram.
And I let Ingram go today, and I picked up Sean Vereen. Vereen's available.
He's
and
on the IR, dude.
No, he's coming off the IR today.
Is he really?
Yeah, and he's supposed to start.
I'm about to...
no, you can't get him. I already have him.
I'm in two different leagues, buddy.
Hey, we are going to have... 11:30, we're going to talk fantasy football. If you want to talk to us, or if you want to call, you can give us a call, 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Ask us any question you want. I heard some of the stupidest people that had a radio show doing fantasy giving out a bunch of bad information today. Like, for example, Matthew straightened me out about Leonard. You know, the reason he's supposed to have a good game today, he's their number one guy in.
Right.
They're playing against Atlanta, who can't stop me from running the football. And I'm 60 and have one leg. I mean, they're terrible.
Yeah,
the Atlanta Falcons are done. Are they going to build them a new stadium, too? They're building a new stadium in Cobb County for the daggone baseball team. Didn't they just build a brand new stadium in the, whatchamacallit, where they had the track and field for the 96 Olympics? That wasn't that long ago.
They're actually moving the...
Turner Field, right?
Yeah, they're moving it like out of...
Cobb County.
Yeah, so like people are really upset about
it.
Well,
you know what it is? In North Atlanta, that's where all the money is.
Yeah.
And you know what? East Cobb is like the hottest... That's where all the big, travel tournaments are that all the college coaches, Division I coaches go to watch all the players. But anyway, let's... I'm taking Tampa. You like Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. I do like Atlanta a lot.
You know what? I don't know. How can you like Atlanta? Have you
Steven Jackson's back. Roddy White's back.
Have you looked at their numbers? They're so bad.
Yeah, but there's so much talent on that team.
Well, you know what would be a good hedge over 44 in that game, I bet? Because they're not going to be able to stop Tampa either.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the next game, man. I'm tired of talking about that game. The Jets are at the Bills. Now, if E.J. Manuel had just looked okay last week, I would love the Bills here getting 2 points at home with that defense. Yeah, but the Jets have a good defense too. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the under.
And they just added a safety.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But he's not much of a safety.
Well,
he's a Hall of Famer, but I mean.
He used to be one.
Yeah, but he was so bad that they let him go in Houston.
Yeah.
But a lot of that was because of something he said.
Which... If you're a Ravens fan or follow the Ravens,
you're used
all,
to.
You know, it's like, well, that's all he said. You should have seen the stuff he said about us.
Well, Ed's that kind of guy.
Right. He's always
he's
been that
a
kind
fiery
of guy.
Mm-hmm. How old is Ed? 38?
He's old.
Yeah. He's old. You know what? You know who Ed reminds me of?
I mean,
there's a guy, a homeless guy that I give money to down by the stadium. Ed, he looks a little bit like that guy.
He's 35.
We call him Naven Johnson.
I mean, he does
from the Jerk.
He just doesn't care.
The phone book's here. The phone book's here. The phone book's here. I got my name in a phone book. Anyway,
he really doesn't care about his appearance.
So
Well,
let me ask you a question. You think the Jets are going to win? This will put them two games over 500.
Well, here's the question. And do I have the Jets.
You like the Jets?
But the question here is they've been winning every other week. Well, they had a bye week last week. So does that count as their other week? Because if so, then they're
if it does.
If it counts, then they win today. If it doesn't count, they lose today.
You know what? I kind of like the Jets, too.
I like the Jets.
And I'll tell you why. I just don't think – first of all, they play pretty good on the road.
Yeah, they do. And this Bills team isn't exactly a home. You know, they're not crazy, you know,
there,
at home by any.
You know, there was a lot of sports writers this week. You know how sports writers and sports columnists and all these jerks that we're in business with that we don't like and we get tired of hearing. We're talking about, you know, Rex – If they had Coach of the Year right now in the AFC, it might be Rex. You know what? You're absolutely right. It would be, because nobody expected Rex after the preseason.
Or your boy Andy Reid out in Kansas City.
Well, yeah. Well, it's probably going to be – they're going to get most of the votes. Because who else would you give it to? Not those guys. You're not going to give it to the guy that just had, you know, the heart problem, had surgery and all that, because he's got Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I mean, you're supposed to win with Peyton Manning, right? You're supposed to win with Peyton Manning. Are you going to take the Jets?
I got the Jets, yeah.
All right, I'm going to pass on the game, but you know what? I like no points being scored in this game. It's going to be a little rainy, a little cloudy. It's going to be a little chilly and a little. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, in a minute.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play it, just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
That's tomorrow, that game. That's tomorrow night anyway. I don't have to activate him today.
You got to worry about who you can replace.
Oh, well, that's right.
Unless you have somebody else in that game who's going to take his spot or something.
Somebody give us a call. Should I activate Shane Vereen or not? I mean, he's probably going to carry the ball 10 times for 43 yards.
Is it ever a good idea to play a Pats running back ever, though?
Yes, lately.
Woodhead was a killer, man.
And their offensive line blocks.
I still like Danny Woodhead in San Diego, but plus, when he was in New England, he put up points.
And they have to run the ball because Tom Brady's quarterback rating's been like 70.
It is a lot
this year because he doesn't have the receivers he's always had.
Brick walls
this Patriots
year.
Team is a lot different.
He's got one really good receiver.
Amendola
sucks. He sucks.
I picked him up, and he's doing okay for me.
I would say he sucks.
I predict that he'll have at least one more concussion.
Somebody dropped
possibly
Amendola
too.
In our league? Man.
It wasn't me.
What's going on with our league?
Some smart kid, I guess. Hey, let's go to the next game.
Oh, hold on. No. Got me too busy worried about my
Detroit Lions, Pittsburgh Steelers. Listen, the Lions are -3. Definitely a lot better team than Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The only reason the Steelers aren't 6 or 7 point underdogs in this game is because they're the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
It's also they're going to get showers and possible tornadoes. Tornado watch up there. 60% chance of showers. The wind is going to be up to 13, 14, 15 miles an hour. I'm still taking the over. It's only 45.5. If the Steelers even stay close, Ben's going to have to put the ball up 45, 50 times. And I'm going to tell you, against Ndamukong Suh and those guys, Fairley, he's going down, buddy. They're going to throw him down hard a few times. I like Detroit. I like them winning this game by 10 points. Mm-hmm. I got them for 4 stars here, and I'm taking the over because that's a hedge for me. I think if you take the over and you take Detroit, who's the better team.
Yeah.
And this is, by the way, an opportunity for Detroit to put a little room between themselves and the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, the NFC North for a couple weeks and still kind of really looked like the best, you know, the NFC North looked like the best division in the NFC for a while there. And now
they look not very good.
Yeah, and now, you know, Cutler goes down, and we don't really know what's going on there with their quarterback
situation. The Bears have no defense. Hell, the Redskins beat the Bears. How good can they be?
The Packers are without Rodgers, so, you know, we don't really know what's going on there. And now it's pretty much the Detroit Lions are standing alone because the Minnesota Vikings aren't going anywhere. So I mean, I still really like the Lions. I think they're going to win that division.
They're probably the best team in that division without Aaron Rodgers.
Right, without Aaron Rodgers. But maybe even with Aaron Rodgers, they're in the conversation.
Absolutely. It depends on where they play the game.
But the
if they play at Ford Field, in other words, if they get to play at home,
yeah,
they're going to win. They may win a playoff game. And I'm pretty sure the Packers played in Detroit their first game. You can check on that for me. Mm-hmm. I think the second game is going to be in Lambeau. But I don't even know. I don't know if QB is going to be back then.
They lost at Detroit lost at Green Bay.
Yeah, so they're playing Ford Field in December.
November 28th.
You know what? That's Thanksgiving weekend. That might be Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah.
You know what? I bet it is because Green Bay plays Detroit on Thanksgiving Day. I really like the Lions, and I'll tell you what I really like about them this year. I like the fact that Stafford doesn't look like he's running around with his head cut off anymore.
Yeah, he looks like a quarterback.
He looks like he's settled down. To me, that's me from the outside.
The Steelers are
they're horrible.
NFL Network the other day was running a topic: should the Steelers trade Ben Roethlisberger?
Should they bench him right now just to not get him hurt?
There's all this talk surrounding Pittsburgh talking about the Steelers, and Ben is even responding to some of it, saying, somebody within the Steelers organization was questioning Ben Roethlisberger's work ethic.
Yeah.
At home, saying, and Ben Roethlisberger was like, you don't know what I'm doing at home. You don't know what I'm watching. You know, what are you guys talking about? So there is some serious stuff going on inside the Steelers organization that started with
Ian Roethlisberger and someone within the organization saying that he wanted to be traded, and he had to come out and
say that's not
going
to happen.
Yeah, well, he's not going anywhere.
Look, the guy grew up 2 hours from there in Ohio.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going anywhere. And not only that, he is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
He's got
two
rings. Mm-hmm. He got a ring his rookie freaking year.
No, he went to the AFC Championship his rookie year.
Then he got it his second year.
Yeah, I think it was
my
second
point
year.
Is the guy's been winning Super Bowls and being in championship games since he got there. What they've done is they've just let themselves get old. In my opinion, when you have
beat up.
They're beat up, but they think about all of the guys they've got that they kept signing and kept re-signing and they're paying them a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know, Troy Polamalu, as good of a player as he's been, has not been there for them for the past 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Every game,
he's been banged up,
and neither has older. Ryan Clark. Right, they've gotten more out of Ryan Clark.
Yeah.
Ryan Clark technically should still be a Redskin.
Ryan Clark
made Sean Taylor. He helped Sean Taylor when he was with the Redskins. Mm-hmm. It allowed Sean Taylor to be Sean Taylor. Because Ryan knew how to play football.
Yeah, I mean,
Ryan's a great player, but he's 35 years old.
He's old. The Steelers defense is old.
Yeah.
In general, the whole defense.
Well, that's a general manager problem. That is a team problem. Yeah. That is definitely not Mike Tomlin's problem.
And they tried to unload some talent, and it was all seemingly on the offensive side.
You know how the Steelers work. They don't fire anybody.
Yeah.
They have been an organization forever. From old man Rooney to great grandfather to grandfather to this Rooney. And this Rooney is no spring chicken. He's in his 70s. You know, I like Detroit here. I'm taking them, and I'm taking the over, and I'm playing Detroit for 4 stars. I'm playing the over for 5 stars. If there's no tornadoes, next game. Just kidding. You got to make the play anyway.
The next game is a game down the street from us.
And by the way, we already talked to Ricky Snyder, and Ricky Snyder's taking Redskins here. He likes them to win the game outright. They're getting 4.5 right now. That was at 4 until about half hour ago.
Now I'm nervous because whenever I'm all over a game, and I love a game, especially the Redskins, and then everybody else in the world jumps on that game and loves the game, now I feel like crap.
It's called being a Redskins fan.
Roy, let me throw this out there real quick. Just listen, this is important. Eagles haven't won at home all year.
Yeah.
So this is a good play. And you know what? The Redskins don't really have home field advantage. So I think the Redskins will play just fine up there. And I like the Redskins for 3 stars, but I love the over because This is a quarterback threw for 7 touchdown passes 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And he's playing who?
The
worst secondary in football, probably.
Yeah.
The Washington.
The worst of the decade, almost.
And terrible.
Roy, guess who's not? May not even play every down. D'Angelo Hall is hurt.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
He's hurt. So I mean, they're going to end up. They're going to end up with possibly a secondary without D'Angelo Hall, who's. Yeah, a lot of people will say he's having kind of a Pro Bowl year.
Yeah, no, he's been the only shining star on their defense.
Really. Yeah, he's one pick or fumbled touchdown return away from an NFL record.
He's their offensive leader.
And you know what I found out about D. Hall? And I'm not. He was a gymnast when he was in. He was a gymnast for 10 years when he was a little kid. When he got older, I'm taking Washington for 3 stars. I'm taking the Washington Eagle over. 53, that's up to 53 because they heard Bruce Hall was releasing the over. And over 53 points for 5 stars. I love it. Matt, can we go to the next game?
San Diego Chargers.
Well, you know what? How can you play Miami?
Yeah, you really can't.
You know what? We were against them this
storm that is just completely around them.
They're horrible. They're so, you know what? They're not going to win another game this year.
And they're panicking, man. They're running around like chickens.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. We'll be back in a minute on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We were just talking about San Diego and Miami.
Yep.
With all of the turmoil and all the crap and all, you know what? Some people came out with some really good stuff this week. How do you bully a 6'5", 317-pound guy? I mean, come on. He's an adult. The other guy's an adult. His teammates are adult. They're in a locker room. Get over it. I'm tired of hearing about it. Aren't you?
No, I agree.
That isn't bullying. That's a bunch of millionaires being idiots.
Throwing $1,000 bills at each other.
Exactly. Oh, that hurt. Oh.
Paper cut.
What did you call me? Uh-huh. I mean, you know what? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of truth to that because words are, now I say that, but words are very powerful. Because unless you take them back. The one thing you
do.
No. No,
psych.
What I'm saying is if you make a mistake with something you say to or about somebody, you better correct it.
You just hold a press conference and then Congress passes a new law to amend your previous thing.
Well, here's the thing. Before Twitter and all this crap, we would never heard about it.
Isn't that how it works, though?
We wouldn't have heard about it. We wouldn't have heard about it. Ever.
That's true.
I had a hard time.
We should get rid of Twitter to save the NFL then.
Look, I think this
I honestly think sometimes you step in and just say something and it doesn't mean anything.
I honestly think this whole incognito thing, I think it's a non-story.
It's definitely too old for me. I don't even want to. We're not going to talk about it. Yeah. What we are going to do, though, is vote against a very weak coaching staff that can't control their locker room.
Can't do anything.
If you can't control your locker room at any level, and that starts with Little League, by the way, get the hell out of the sport.
Right. Yeah,
you have to coach around their press schedule.
You know what?
Yeah. Wow. He'll be on the Today Show.
I don't feel sorry for the head coach anymore.
No.
To hell with him.
No.
And I hate Donald Ross. He's an idiot. Anyway.
Joe Philbin, right? That's his name?
Yeah, Philbin. But Donald Ross is a jerk. The GM's horrible. Let's just take San Diego because we like them. Can we do that?
Yeah, I like San Diego now that Norv's not there.
Well, everybody likes San Diego, especially Philip Rivers
except
that Norv's not there.
That San Diego has the worst tailgating place on the history of the planet. A guy, this is a true story. Okay. I wrote an article about a sports man cave. True story. A guy got a ticket, $280 ticket for throwing a football at a tailgate. That's a true story.
Oh, and I would have paid that.
You're not allowed to throw anything at a San Diego Chargers tailgate.
If this guy paid
a true story.
If he paid that ticket, he should have his head examined.
He took it to court and he got it dropped.
Well, yeah, because that's the stupidest thing I think I've ever heard.
The judge said you have to admit to guilty to this law because it is a law. But then after you admit guilty to it, I'll waive it.
Who are you going to – are you going to take
– What is that?
I plead guilty to this stupid law.
Yeah. Are you, the judge said so. Yeah.
Are you taking San Diego?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Next game. And I like San Diego too. I'm not going to play them, but
yeah,
but I like San Diego too. What's the next game?
Baltimore Ravens. The Chicago Bears are favored by 4 in Chicago.
You know what? They're going to have some horrible weather there. It's terrible. The wind's blowing. It's raining. I would never play the over there except for these two teams. I'm taking the over here because the over's little, 41. Actually, yeah. I'm not taking the over. I'm taking the Bears minus 3 because you know why? Because Joe Flacco hasn't proven he can score 20 points.
Joe Flacco sucks, and I've said that for
I don't know
how long.
Well, you know what? Even more so than that, that organization is doing nothing. How do you not run the football when Ray Rice is your running back?
Yes, I know. How you must be reading my articles because
I read a lot of your articles.
I can't stand what the
I don't understand what Harbaugh. Well, the good news for Harbaugh is they still have the rings from last year.
They do, yeah.
The bad news is they're not going to win any rings this year. No. As a matter of fact, they're going to have plenty of time to rebuild this team. I'm taking the Bears minus 3.
Me too.
That line should be 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's a bad line?
I think the Bears blow them out. I really do.
Josh, and by the way, in my opinion, Josh McCown is better than Cutler.
It doesn't matter who starts.
He's
McCown
a
and
better
Cutler.
Quarterback right now than Cutler. I couldn't believe Cutler started last week to begin with. Mm-hmm. As good as McCown was playing, he was quarterback rating in the three figures for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, they're both good.
They start Cutler and he gets hurt like immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm tired of that stuff. Take the Bears. Let's go to the next game,
absolutely,
man. Oh, this is Tony. Yeah. This is Tony's game. Now,
Tony
they've
Major,
got 60% chance of rain, 20-mile-an-hour winds, tornado warnings in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. That's Cleveland Brown weather, buddy. That's Cleveland Brown weather. But they're only getting 4.5. It started at 6.5.
Yeah, it started at 6.5.
And now it's 4.5. I'm leaving it alone because that's going to be a tight game, low scoring. You know who's playing the first quarterback?
This is Jason Campbell.
The
again?
First backup quarterback to have over 100 rating two straight games since 1968, Jason Campbell. Jason Campbell can play.
That's and King Checkdown.
Huh?
King Checkdown.
He can play. Nice. Did you see him get away from the rush last week and throw that pass across his body like a bullet right where it needed to be? Jason Campbell has sat long enough. He is the player that they were hoping he would. And you know what really sucks? Norv's been there the whole year. What's he been thinking? They were struggling with it. They started Hoyer. He went down. Then they brought the kid back that's 31 years old, Whedon.
Yeah,
he's terrible.
That guy's awful.
But
he was the side pass guy, right? The little
right.
flip. But against the Lions?
But you've got Jason Campbell on your bench. Play Jason Campbell.
He's a former starter. He's
Let me just say this.
I mean, he was the guy in Washington for a couple of years.
I don't mean this in a bad way. Norv, you suck. You're horrible.
I don't know how you could mean it in a good way.
7 years he tortured us here in Washington. 7 years. And it wasn't your fault, Norv. Nobody
would. Vinny Serrato's
fault. No. John Kent Cook, Jack Kent Cook's son, wouldn't fire him. He never fired him. He just didn't. He wasn't involved in the football, so he just didn't do a damn thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking anybody in this game.
See,
I'm
going to
watch
Bengals. I like the Bengals. They're not one of my top plays, but I think the Bengals.
I think if you've got the Bengal or the Brown defense, you'll be happy today. Next game, Matthew.
The Oakland Raiders.
Now let me just say this: last week was Terrell Pryor's worst game of the year. It was, and he got hurt. He hurt his ankle.
I don't understand this.
I was talking. You saw Rollo McKenzie last night. Rollo McKenzie, twin brother Reggie McKenzie, GM of the Oakland Raiders, was at my 60th birthday party last night. I actually danced with Martha, his wife. The only dance I danced all night. It was a good dance. And Martha can shake
down to
it too. Martha can shake it. Anyway, nobody could believe I was dancing, so everybody watched that.
I was like, what?
Yeah, Bruce is dancing. Look, he looks like he has rhythm.
She came up and asked me.
I thought he was white.
She said, can you play Robin Thicke?
That Robin Thicke.
And I was like, I think Bruce is going to be really mad if I play
anything on this list.
But she was like, do it. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry.
No, I play. Well,
and
you don't
came and danced.
Listen, you don't argue with Martha.
That's right.
McKenzie,
I didn't even try. I was like, okay, yes.
Anyway, let me just say this. Houston... you know, my backup quarterback now is the kid from University of Houston, mm-hmm. who is their starting quarterback right now. I love the kid.
Case Keenum?
Yeah, Case Keenum. Arian Foster's out.
Yeah.
Case Keenum's got over 100. He's like got 114 quarterback rating.
He's a superhero in Houston.
No, he's, you know, can I tell you what? He's going to be the starter for Houston for a long time. They're going to trade Schaub or just cut him.
Well, Schaub is
done. But Terrell Pryor is 6'5", 240 pounds.
Well, he's out today.
Raleigh. You know what Raleigh said? Raleigh said he's really 6'6", 6'7".
Okay. Pryor's out. He's out.
I thought
well,
he...
Well, says scores and odds.
Well, you know what? He is out. They're starting a guy that's never started before. That line has gone from 7.5 to 9.5 in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, Pryor's out.
I would say take Houston because this kid would have to be pretty damn good. Now, they have gotten a lot of mileage out of their backup running back, yeah. Rashad Jennings.
Yeah.
He's good.
I like him.
Yeah.
He's
and
on my team.
And I got news for you. Matt, he's going to carry the ball a lot today. But I'm going to pass on this game. Go to the next game.
Matthew McGloin following will be the...
Anybody named McGloin? That sounds like a new burger for McDonald's. Yeah, yeah. Can I have one of those McGloins, please?
Yeah, that's the nickname for the McRib.
Yeah, well, it's not in the ribs, it's in the loins.
That's right. this is my play of the day, actually.
Arizona Cardinals, Jacksonville. You taking Arizona?
Absolutely.
You know why? Because everybody's out.
They're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, but the Jags, Roy, the Jags have covered 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, but they suck.
Roy.
The Cardinals have covered.
Roy, it's almost a trend.
Yeah, hit the music.
Great Cash Money!
I love it.
I want to hear some marijuana talk.
I don't have that on here.
Why not?
Because it's all.
The league knows. The NFL knows. The NFL knows what Randy Moss does with marijuana. Well, that's nice to know. Hey, by the way, Randy...
Now he works for Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, he's entertaining.
I wonder if they drug test.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I wonder.
Rupert Murdoch knows what Rupert Murdoch does with marijuana.
Hey, Arizona, Jacksonville, you like Arizona.
Yeah, I love it.
I have no idea why, except for they have a great defense.
They have a great defense.
And their defense will probably only be on the field 20 to 25 minutes. Jacksonville's defense is the one that's going to get tired. By the way, it's a good pick. You know why? Paul Podlesny is out today. Mm-hmm. He's their best defensive player. Paul Podlesny, former defensive back. He was in Buffalo. He's a Penn State linebacker is what he is. Phenomenal guy. Great player. He's out. Mm-hmm. So
plus the Jaguars got their win last week. They're done.
Well, they don't want two or three
wins.
That
was it. That was all they wanted.
They need the draft pick.
Tampa Bay won last week, so they saved themselves.
They need the draft pick.
Yeah.
A lot worse than they need the win. Don't you think?
Yeah. They need a couple draft
picks. All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tease Arizona down to +2 and just play them with 18 different plays and win big.
That's right.
What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
All right. You take – that's your straight cash, homie.
That's my straight cash, yeah.
All right.
So if you're teasing anything, make sure that Arizona's in there.
You know, what is wrong with Carson Palmer, though? He is retarded.
Well,
not that there's anything wrong with him.
I mean, the Cardinals are
– No!
The Cardinals – They're not a bad football team this year. I'm serious. I like every team out west in the AFC. I like all of them. Well, NFC too, because the Cardinals are in the NFC, of course. But I mean, I like every team out in the NFC West too. I mean, the Rams. We've sat here and talked about how much we like the Rams coming up. I mean, the Rams could be a very good football team, and now the Redskins are sucking. And guess who gets their first round draft picks? The Rams.
We're going to have Jess Root on next week. He's going to tell us all about the Arizona Cardinals. I'm going to make him not go to church next week. Matt will be happy with that. Let's go to the next one. Kansas City is at Denver. This is the Sunday
game.
Night game,
this
right?
This is the game.
8:30 tonight. I'm going to tell you something. I was on Kansas City until late last night before I went to bed when I was reading.
You realize that Peyton Manning was the quarterback.
Let me tell you why I got off. Can I tell the people why I got off? I got off of them because the Denver defense is very good.
Yeah.
They might be better than Kansas City's defense. They're just different.
Okay.
And Kansas City hadn't played anybody.
I mean,
Kansas City has played 9 teams with losing records.
Yeah.
Denver has played Indianapolis, and that was their only loss of the year. Peyton Manning has been beat up pretty good, but he's starting this week. The only thing that could possibly happen is if they get to Peyton early and hurt him, that would kill him.
He does have a little limp.
That would kill him. But you know what? I don't see it happening.
I don't think so either.
And I'll tell you what.
I think the Broncos blow them out. And
seven and a half. Well, how in the world is Alex Smith doesn't even throw the ball more than 10 yards downfield anymore?
He's a game
and by the way, Dwayne Bowe is high. He's high. He got busted with a bag of pot.
He is playing, though. He is playing.
Well, of course he's playing. He's not stoned now. He'll be all right.
Almost as high as the woman who, you can read about this in Sports Man Cave, who sold her wedding ring for tickets to this game. Happened. Yeah.
She was definitely high. Definitely. We'll be back in a minute on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Kansas City, Denver. We both like Denver. I'm not playing the game because I'm a big Andy Reid fan this year. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure. Here's what worries me about Denver. If that rush does get to that offensive line early and Peyton gets hammered a couple of times, that might have an effect on him.
He might only throw four touchdowns.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you won't find me not playing an over with Denver very often. I'm leaving it alone because this could be a 20-17 game because both defenses are better than the offenses. Well, that's not true. Peyton's offense. Yeah. But let me just say this. Nobody thinks the Denver defense is that good. There's a reason Champ Bailey is still on the sideline. Yeah. They don't need him. They don't need him. They've lost one game. They may not lose another. They'll probably lose one more because they won't need 14 victories or 15 victories to be in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But you know what? This is huge because if Kansas City wins this game, they're two games out in front of Denver.
The thing for me to watch today is Jamaal Charles versus the Broncos rush defense. The Broncos are fourth in the league in rush defense, giving up 87 yards per game. And we all know that Jamaal Charles is the truth, and he is the focal point of the Kansas City offense. I mean, without Jamaal Charles, the Kansas City offense goes back to dink and dump with their main man Alex Smith. So if the Kansas City Chiefs are going to stay close or win this football game, it's going to have to go through Jamaal Charles. And that's where I'm looking at the Denver rush defense at 87 yards per game. I mean, that's a serious defense.
Hey, let me look at the numbers that I look at. The Chiefs, Alex Smith has a mediocre quarterback rating of 81.4. Mm-hmm. Their opponents only have 67.8. So they get a plus there.
Something's got to give.
Here's the problem. And this isn't really a problem because when I see a team that rushes the ball a large number of times, even if their average per carry is only 4.2 like Kansas City's is, they're still controlling the clock. They're doing a good job of that. Their whole deal is to not make mistakes. They don't make mistakes. They've thrown four interceptions. They've hardly fumbled the ball. However, their defense gives up an average of 5 yards a carry. So I see the Broncos and no Sean Moreno getting the ball more often than they maybe would normally. I see short passing. I see Broncos keeping the ball. I got the Broncos. The Broncos only average 3.7 yards a carry. Their defense only gives up 3.4. Mm-hmm. The problem that the Chiefs have with Charles seeing so many carries and touches, he's not a big guy.
Yeah, he's not.
He's starting to wear down just a tad. And, you know, sooner or later, he's going to get knocked out of a ball game and maybe miss a game or two. Mm-hmm. I like the Broncos here, but I can't give up that many points. Can you?
No, I agree.
Not to an undefeated team that can play defense.
I like the
that.
Broncos. I think they win. It's not one of my top plays, but I think it is playable.
All right.
Not by me.
All right, let's go to the next game, man. You know what this is for Bruce Hall.
Who's your fantasy quarterback?
Who's my fantasy quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
He's Russell Wilson.
Is he in this game?
Yeah, and you know what? He's ranked,
Bazinga.
He's rated number one. He's rated the number one quarterback this weekend, and he should be because Robert Griffin, who's 70 or 80%, wouldn't you say, they were beating.
He's getting, yeah.
They
he's
were
getting.
Physically destroying the Minnesota Vikings last week. I went to sleep. We talked about this last week. You weren't here, but if you listened to the show, which I'm sure you did, yeah. I went to sleep. I woke up, went to bed, didn't even check the score. I figured Redskins won by 20, right? It was like 27-14 when I fell asleep. They lost to Minnesota because they didn't score any points in the second half. Russell Wilson gets back. Percy Harvin, he gets back. Russell Okung. His offensive line, he gets back another offensive lineman. Where they've been hurting Seattle is inconsistency protecting Russell Wilson. They're still run blocking pretty good, but they're having a hard time picking guys up because the best guy picking up guys out of the that are blitzing is Marshawn Lynch. And, you know, Marshawn carries the ball 20, 25 times a game. He doesn't need to be blocking all the time, too. So he's wearing down. He's been a little bit chipped up. I'm taking him this game, though, because there's no way on God's green earth that they don't. It's 12 and a half now. It was 11 yesterday.
Yeah.
The Seattle Seahawks are going to destroy Minnesota. And if you want to just play a little hedge here, take the over. Because absolutely 45 and a half points, it wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Seattle could do that.
Hey, see, I was just going to say 40. I could see 42 to 10, 42 to 17, 42 to 21. Take the Seattle Seahawks here. That is the play of the day, in my opinion. And it's really more than a 5-star play for me. I like them for like 8 or 9, 9 stars. Let's go to the next game. Wow. What another great game. You got San Francisco at New Orleans. This is, I guess, a late afternoon game.
Yeah, 425.
You know, there's going to be nothing but great football on all day. Mm-hmm. San Francisco looked like crap last week. They're struggling. They're 6-3. They look like they have no shot here.
You know your quarterback isn't playing up to par when Trent Dilfer starts to critique him.
Can I tell you what? Trent Dilfer can kiss my behind.
I can't stand
him. He is an idiot. Somebody was saying on Twitter this week that Trent Dilfer was better than Joe Flacco. Trent Dilfer better than anybody that I ever saw play the game.
Trent Dilfer is bad.
Yeah, Trent Dilfer, when they won a Super Bowl, their first Super Bowl, the Ravens, you know how much money Trent Dilfer made that year? $1.1 million, I think. Yeah, I think he had a 2-year deal for $2.2 million. Mm-hmm. They picked him up off the waiver wire. Mm-hmm. You know, Flacco may be having a terrible year, and he may not have an offensive line, but did he just sign a pretty good contract?
Yeah, I mean, $120 million.
So, Trent, shut up.
Trent,
you know, Flacco should just send him $1 million and just tell him to retire.
Here you go, buddy. I heard you need it.
Hey, why don't you... Yeah.
Heard you weren't doing so
now,
well.
Don't get me wrong. Dilfer does a pretty good job from time to time, but I didn't agree with anything he said this past week.
I don't like Dilfer at all, man. He just gets so mad.
Well, you know what?
He says something stupid.
Well, you know, I heard. Well, you know, Sean comes on our show. Sean's on our show a lot.
Yeah.
And he couldn't come on today because he's doing 5 hours on. Who was it with? It was like with Yahoo Sports today for NFL. Okay. So he could, because he had to go work his kids out. Then he had to go straight to the thing. He was already there. He left early. But somebody was saying, and it wasn't Rodney Harrison, but it was somebody I was listening to on the way in was saying, it was Bill Rowland. No, it was Mike O'Meara. Mike O'Meara. What's the guy's name? It's
Kevin Schaefer and Fred
No,
Smith.
The guy that just came back on.
Don Geronimo.
Yeah, like he's a sports guy.
He's an idiot.
Well, no, he's not.
He's
a nice guy. Well, you don't need to like him. But he's my age. That's why you don't like him. But listen, here's
who he is. Okay,
here's what he said. He said guys like that. First of all, he talked about what happened to Sean and how he got thrown off of ESPN, which I don't even want to talk about because he's a friend of mine and everybody knows about it anyway. Twitter problem or whatever. So he, but he's one of the older quarterbacks, he's 50 and those guys didn't make kind of money these guys are making today. So what Don Geronimo said, well, that's not his real name. It's some other stupid
name.
Mike Source. That's right. What a stupid name. So anyway, he goes, well, those guys are just angry because he probably made $250,000 a year in Minnesota. And, these guys, a backup quarterback's making $2.5-3 million now. Mm-hmm. So those guys all have a chip on their shoulder. Well, yeah, maybe. But maybe they have a chip on their shoulder because they did a pretty good job at their job. And these guys today, very few of them are that good, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. Backup quarterbacks, well, a lot of teams don't even have a backup quarterback.
I mean, it's easier to throw the football.
Who is the backup quarterback? Is it Tyrod Taylor
for
the Ravens?
Yeah, yeah.
Tyrod Taylor Tyrod. From Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
By the way, Virginia Tech did work, and I'm jumping here, and I'm gonna jump on your buddy, who you hate.
Yeah, Dan Holgorsen. He's great.
Well, guess what? Was I right about Holgorsen? They lost to Charlie
Weiss.
Charlie Weiss hadn't won a game in the Big 12.
He's a great offensive mind, Dan Holgorsen is, but he is not a head coach. He's not. He's not a head coach.
So maybe he should be like the brain.
He's a coordinator.
Pinky in the brain.
He's a Norv Turner.
He's Oliver Luck's boy.
Norv Turner is a good offensive mind.
He's not that good.
He's not.
He does. Yeah, but Norv does offensive. He does Coryell stuff, all deep stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like old Raider stuff. Norv has not really gotten it together, and they're finding that out in Cleveland in 1 year.
The Browns are. They're better.
Well, you know what's so good about the – you know what's great about the Browns right now? Jason Campbell's been with Norv. He knows how to kind of balance that whole Norv act out. And Jason Campbell's probably going to be a good offensive coordinator one day because he's been a starter. He's been a backup. He's been everything.
He has been around the league.
Anyway, we took Seattle in the Saints. I'm taking the Saints -3. It's 3 points. There's no way on God's green earth this shouldn't be 6-7 points.
I got to look again.
In the Superdome, they've won their last 13 games by an average of 23 points a game.
I have the Saints.
I got the Saints too, and I'm not even touching the total, and I'll tell you why. It's going to be a defensive ball game. Rob Ryan is proving a point. By the way, the Saints lost at home to San Francisco last year without who?
Drew Brees.
No, they had Drew Brees. They lost it without their head coach, Sean Payton.
Sean Payton.
My point,
Drew Brees, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he was there. But this is what we call payback. No question about it. Take the Saints -3 and do not hedge the over. If you have some guts out there, play the under. Because it could be a, I'm telling you, 23-20 game, 23-17, 27-17. Do you see Colin Kaepernick doing that much against this defense? I don't.
I love Colin Kaepernick, but I don't know if he's really there yet.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. We'll be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Matt, don't hurt yourself.
Boom.
You're going to need braces after this.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, #BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Have we ever found out who does our intro?
Is that Jen?
Is that who that is?
It was someone at the station. I'm not sure if they're still there.
Well,
we got to talk about the New York football Giants. What time you got?
11:45.
Well, you know who's calling
15
in.
Past the
you know
hour.
Who's calling in.
Tony Mazur, right?
Yeah. Tony.
He's a good boy?
Not yet.
He's supposed to call in.
Tony.
He's 4-2. He hit last week with Carolina. Anyway, we got one more game to go over. Green Bay Packers and the New York Giants. I love New York just because, you know, 2 years ago they made me look like I was a genius. This year, I can't figure the Giants out. Can you figure them out? I mean, they're playing better defense. They're playing a Packer team and starting a guy that's never started before. Eli's, you know, they got to win this game. This would be 4 in a row, right? Aren't they 3-6?
Scott Tolzien, is he the quarterback of Green Bay?
Scott Tolzien, yes. He is the Green Bay quarterback. Green Bay has a better overall team, in my opinion, than the Giants, but they don't have their starting quarterback.
Randall Cobb's out.
I wouldn't touch this game with a 10-foot pole, but I'm rooting for the Giants. Are you going to take either one of these teams? Are you going to release either of these teams? Because you have a pretty good record this year.
I didn't release anybody.
You're over 500. I've seen you.
Yeah, more 500.
Your best plays are even higher than that. Mm-hmm. I just can't take the Giants yet. I don't trust them. I don't trust their offense. I trust their defense.
Yeah, I have Green Bay +4, and I think they win. But I would not advise anyone to play.
It's hard to have an opinion on this game. The over under is 41, or I'd take the under. It's pretty low.
I mean, Eddie Lacy, I think he's going to have to play a very big role.
Right
in today's game, And that's really the only shot that the Packers have. I mean, their defense really isn't that good. But then again, Eli Manning hasn't exactly had the best year this year throwing the football.
Oh, no, I totally hear you.
So, I mean, honestly, flip a coin. That's kind of how I feel about this game. Because the Giants, yeah, they're on this, you know, I don't know if you want to call it a tear, but they're on some sort of winning streak-ish
thing.
Well,
they're not losing.
They're not losing.
Matthew, did you pick up Brown? I thought you were going to pick up their running back.
Andre Brown.
I tried. Someone got it.
Somebody already got Andre Brown. Well, that tells you something right there. Green Bay, you know, they rush the passer okay. They really don't stop the run all that good. Although, you know, their big boy A.J. Hawk in the middle that they released last year and picked up twice, by the way. Nobody wanted him because he was slow. And he was having a rough year. He cut his hair. Did you see he cut all his hair off? Because he got tired of everybody asking him for an autograph. And when they found out it wasn't Clay Matthews. No, that's a true story. I don't know if you know that or not. That's why he cut his hair.
Clay Matthews.
He goes, no, I'm not the one with the long hair, okay?
I'm going to cut my hair so no one thinks that I'm good anymore.
It really doesn't matter. I'm trying to get a hold of my boy Tony right now to get him to call in. Let's go back over our picks. Let's go from the start, Roy. Can you pull up the front of odds and scores, and we'll go right down there?
Yeah, buddy. Give me 1 second. First game, Atlanta Falcons, Tampa Bay. This is for a dinner tab.
Oh, it is. You got Atlanta. I took Atlanta. Tampa Bay. I think I have the team with the arrow pointed up. I think your arrow is pointed like in 15 different directions.
Yeah, my arrow is, there's no arrow.
Not with Atlanta. Yeah, the arrow is, where are you going to build the new stadium?
But I wouldn't call Tampa Bay's arrow up. They won one game.
Yeah, but it was last week.
Yeah, it was last week.
And they've been in every.
1-9 or something like that.
No, Roy, they've been in almost every game they play this year.
They showed up every game.
Go to the next one. We don't have that much time. Go ahead.
Next.
Tony on the phone?
He's coming.
Thank God. Tony Mazur.
Yes, this is he.
Thank goodness, bud.
Hello, good morning.
Thanks for calling in, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Tony, you're 4-2 on Bruce Hall's second opinion. You know, knowing you, you're probably not going to pick more than one game because why would you? If it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
So, Tony, real quick, Ed Reed's starting today for the Jets.
Who
so,
cares?
There you go.
Ed Reed is starting?
I wanted to let him know
there's
before he
no
gave us
way
our,
that's
before
done.
He, before he said the pick,
oh,
I wanted
yeah.
to let him
Ed
know.
Ed Reed's starting, so if you got the Jets, you might want to reconsider.
It's big news.
No, I didn't pick the Jets. I don't think I'll be picking the Jets anytime soon. they're a team that should be bad, but they're not bad, but they're not good. So therefore, I'm just going to leave them alone.
Yeah,
they're like Arizona. I'm leaving Arizona alone, too, because I can't tell if they're good or bad.
Two good defenses that really don't that have very inconsistent offenses. Let me ask you this, then. Who is your pick of the day?
Actually, I'm going two. I'm going two. I'm getting
all right, I'm going to get – I told him he could do two. I told him he could do as many as he liked.
We'll allow
I'm
it.
Trying to get him to 500 so he's not better than we are. Go ahead. Tony, what are you?
I gotta go with New Orleans. I saw 3.5, and
really?
It's just
that was my number two today. Yeah, that was my number two.
I can't go with what I saw last week from Kaepernick, which of course now the media out there is complaining that Kaepernick doesn't have any weapons. Wait, really? Are you serious? For him playing like garbage, and we're gonna complain about that he doesn't have weapons? He has a pretty good team around him. I think they went to the Super Bowl last year, so don't complain he doesn't have weapons.
Hey, Jaworski broke him down on NFL matchup, and you could see what he was doing. He was looking at the rush instead of looking at his receivers.
Absolutely, and I can't go with San Francisco. They're not my sexy pick. I gotta go with New Orleans there. New Orleans, what they did last week to Dallas. Right. I mean, they're. That just proves that Drew Brees still has it. Not that he didn't in the first place, but coming after last year and Bounty Gate and everything, I mean that team is back, and they're a Super Bowl contender if I could ever see one.
No, absolutely.
And that's the Saints Seahawks NFC Championship game. How about that?
I think that's probably your two best NFC teams for sure. I think you're absolutely correct, and I think if you look at. Go to the website later this week. You'll find I've got both of those teams in the top three or four. No question. Who's your other game?
My other game, you know, I'm staying away from the Denver-Kansas City game. That just scares me.
Good idea.
And I'm trying to protect my record here.
See, I don't blame you because that's a toss-up with the number.
I don't like, as much as I like what Carolina's doing, I didn't see how they're favored in tomorrow's game by 3. and I got to go to New England for a Monday night because I just New England is just an interesting. They're an interesting team, and I like Carolina, but I just don't like them minus three.
I agree.
You know what? Here's another reason to do that. Tom Brady has done what he's done this year without performing, you know, like Tom Brady usually does. And a lot of that was because there's a number of reasons. He's been nicked up. He's had a bad. You remember when his hand was swollen for a while, and then it was his ankle, and then nobody knew what was wrong with him. But a lot of it was just the fact that he didn't have Gronk. He hasn't had the murderer. What's his name? Or the alleged murderer. Hernandez. What's his name? Hernandez, Aaron Hernandez. He really hasn't had anything but rookie receivers all year long. Vereen's just coming back. As a matter of fact, I don't even know whether I can activate him yet. I haven't seen whether or not he's actually going to be activated. If I take a chance and activate him on my fantasy league team, he doesn't play, I'm just going to get whacked again. I need running backs, Tony, by the way. You got to be in our league next year, too, because...
I just hope I don't pick Trent Richardson.
Oh, God, he's not good. And we're going to talk about him in a minute, about Jason Campbell, but I totally agree. I mean, the Saints, I don't see any way that they don't cover and win big. That's going to be a big game today. It may be a low-scoring game, but I see that being 27-10, 27-17. As far as the Patriots go, though, you know, they're getting better every week. Have you noticed that? They're blocking better. They're getting some guys back. Defensively, now they've lost some key parts of their defense, but they just seem to plug somebody in, and they play great. Oh, that's right. They have a great defensive coach by the name of Bill Belichick. You know, as much you can hate Belichick all you want, he's going to get it done on defense. Doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just...
Well, he did that, obviously, we know, with the Giants, and kind of, even though he's not well-liked in Cleveland, he's still, after cutting Bernie Kosar, which is, God, it was 20 years ago around this
they
time.
They still hold that against him, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Well, especially because Bill goes on to win three championships, Bernie gets cut, immediately picked up by the Cowboys, leads the, basically with Aikman out with a concussion, leads the team to the Super Bowl and takes a knee at the end of the game and wins the ring. And of course, Cleveland hasn't won a championship since 1964. So, Art Modell too won a championship with Baltimore.
Oh yeah, that went over big in Cleveland, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's basically right now it's to the point where if Trent Richardson went somewhere and won a ring, then it would just be another dagger to put in the city.
Tony, you guys did just get a big award there for Major League Baseball, though. Talk about it real quick.
Oh, yeah, the manager of the year.
Yeah.
I thought John Farrell was going to get it, only not because they went to the World Series, but how bad of a manager Bobby Valentine is. I mean, that was pretty much, aside from Napoli and Victorino, was the same team. They won 69 games a year ago, and they won the World Series the next year. But got to give it to Francona, what he was able to do with he didn't have a 30 home run hitter. He didn't have a guy who had over 100 RBIs. Nobody on the team hit 300. You didn't have gaudy stats on the team, but they ended up winning and getting a chance to play in that made-up play-in game in the playoffs, even though they lost to Tampa Bay. But, yeah, Francona does that, and it could be a very good recruiting tool. I mean, Ubaldo Jimenez is probably going elsewhere, and you're going to see a team a little bit in flux. But it's looking bright here in Cleveland. Not for the Cavaliers, even though they beat the Wizards last night.
Oh, yeah, that took a lot.
Well, yeah. I'm pretty sure, Tony, we could put together.
Did John Wall make a three-pointer? You know, John Wall didn't hit a three-pointer, I don't think, all year last year, and then he hit four in one game this year. Hey, let me ask you a question, because you're the man, about this game. Cleveland-Cincinnati, I wanted so bad to take not only Cleveland, but the under in this game. You know how much I like Jason Campbell. I've always liked Jason Campbell. I've been a Jason Campbell fan ever since the Redskins drafted him many, many moons ago. Can they beat Cincinnati this week?
Can they? Yeah. Will they? I have a feeling they will. I have a feeling that this team is kind of on a little bit of a high coming off of they had a bye week last week. And I have a feeling that this Browns team kind of has a chip on their shoulder. at 4-5, and they look at the four-letter network and see that the Browns with the stupid orange helmet says it says they're in the hunt. Well, if you don't see that, you don't see a Cleveland football team in the hunt. You haven't seen that in 20 years. And I think these guys are going to have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder and playing hard. And really, they actually do a good job playing in Cincinnati, especially with the elements. I think it's going to be kind of – it's a little warmer today and kind of rainy, so you're going to see that West – and especially Andy Dalton thinks. I mean, let's be honest here. Andy Dalton is just
– You don't like him, do you?
Oh, my God, do I not like him.
I
like Andy Dalton.
The thing I don't like about Andy is he misses wide open receivers maybe more than any quarterback I've ever seen. Let me ask you a question about the weather, too, because you're in the middle of that system that's got tornado watches, right?
Yeah, especially in Cincinnati, when you get down towards southern Ohio, it's kind of hilly in many ways.
Right.
But when you're by the river, they get some storms, but... Yeah, Cincinnati, it's going to be, I think it's going to be like 65, I'm not sure.
And Ohio is like one of the 50, best states.
A little bit, yeah, pretty much.
Great state.
And especially when you got a guy like Andy Dalton who could just throws it all over the place. I mean, what Andy Dalton is, he's a less talented Jeff George.
Jeff George at least had an arm. Jeff George could throw it probably left-handed 70 yards. Hey, let me ask you another question. Obanaya, is he pretty good? You like him?
He's okay.
Oh, no, that's all I need to know. I'm not picking him up.
I wouldn't. They use him as kind of like a hybrid fullback where they just put something, because he's almost like a fullback by committee, and Obanaya is kind of the go-to guy.
Yeah, hey, people.
No running game. I mean, McGahee's been injured. Oh, I know. Anything from him.
Listen, Tony Mazur, thanks again. Tony, how can people follow you on Twitter? Are you there, Tony? Don't worry, but hey, Tony, thanks so much. We'll see you next week. All right, people, drive safe.